When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Tapping Toes of the musical 42nd Street, choreographed by Gower Champion. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are going to go into our dance. That's right, what's a Broadway musical without a little song and dance? Normally our show is preoccupied with song, but I thought because Encores at New York City Center is reviving the first great dance musical, On Your Toes, from May 8th through May 12th, we would look at a little overview of dance in musical theater history. Now, it goes all the way back to the very beginning. Some of the early Broadway musicals had dances, shows like The Black Crook or The Ziegfeld Follies, sort of line dances. But today we're going to look at great dance numbers that were written by great composers and more often than not choreographed by amazing choreographers. Sometimes the composers and the choreographers weren't exactly in love with each other, often a source of tension. But I think in this case, the final result is pretty tremendous. Well, maybe for many people, the greatest dance musical of all time is West Side Story, of course, with choreography by Jerome Robbins. So we're going to listen to a little suite composed for the anthology musical Jerome Robbins Broadway, music by Leonard Bernstein. This will get your toes a-tapping. Get off your couches, hit the dance floor. A suite of dances, The Dance at the Gym.
Go!
That was Leonard Bernstein's fabulous dance music to West Side Story. We are celebrating dance on today's program, and you'll excuse me for saying so. Our dance card is pretty full, so we're going to move on. Richard Rodgers composed great dance music with Rodgers and Hart and shows like On Your Toes, which we'll hear from later, but of course great dream ballets with Rodgers and Hammerstein. We don't have a lot of time to play those today. But here's the quintessential dance number from a Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein show. And its original incarnation, it was choreographed by Jerome Robbins. But we'll listen to the lush orchestrations of the film version of The King and I with Yul Brynner and sung by Marnie Nixon.
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well. But when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied. Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen. Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
Well, I hope that got you on your feet. If that wouldn't, nothing would. In fact, my engineer, Kyle Lynch, and I were polka-ing all during that number. No, actually, we weren't, but we sort of wanted to. Hi, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're dealing with great dance music from the American musical. Now, dance music in musicals isn't always necessarily written directly by the composer. There have been some tremendous dance arrangers in Broadway history. Trudy Rittman did a lot for Richard Rodgers, Betty Wahlberg, Dorothea Freitag. Someone will have to explain to me why these were all women of German extraction. I don't know, maybe Ted Chapin will call me and tell me. But so they were. But also great composers cut their eye teeth as dance arrangers. John Kander was a dance arranger for Gypsy, but he went on to write a tremendous score, I think, for Zorba, great musical from 1969. And here is a wonderful Greek dance from that show. So take it away, Zorba.
A young man with no money is better than an old man with no money. Goodbye, Grandpapa.
Grandpapa? Grandpapa, I'll show you who's Grandpapa. Listen, there are two Zorbas. The inner Zorba is slender as a reed.
Look at that, look at that.
He has 32 teeth.
Look at that, there's no doubt, every tooth is falling out.
He wears a red carnation behind his ear.
Look at that, over there, both his ears have long white hair. As his hair.
It's just the outside, Zorba.
Look at that, poor Zorba, old and feeble grandpapa. Weak and feeble grandpapa, weak and feeble grandpapa. Grandpapa, grandpapa.
That pit orchestra played those bouzoukis with the force of a bazooka from Zorba. Ethnic dance is always at the center of many Broadway musicals, and perhaps no more so than the Bottle Dance from The Wedding and Fiddler on the Roof, music by Jerry Bock and lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. Unfortunately, this music didn't make it onto the original Broadway cast album, but the film version did a terrific version, and of course the original dance was choreographed by Jerome Robbins. So, Mazel Tov, and let's hear Fiddler on the Roof.
Mazel Tov!
Mazel Tov!
Mazel tov. Mazel tov to Jerry Robbins for choreographing that great number from Fiddler on the Roof. Bob Fosse, another great choreographer of the 60s and 70s, was lucky to have the indispensable Cy Coleman at his side when he came up with the Rich Man's Frug from Sweet Charity. Let's hear it. Cy Coleman's energetic dance music to Sweet Charity. Hi, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And today we're turning our attention to great dance music in Broadway history in order to celebrate the encore's concert versions of On Your Toes, Rodgers and Hart's great dance musical, one of the first great dance musicals in Broadway history. It plays May 8th through 12th, so check out nycitycenter.org. Well, if I were to pick my favorite piece of dance music, it's a tough call, but I think for me, hands down, is Imaginary Coney Island from On the Town, music by Leonard Bernstein, again, choreography by Jerome Robbins, 1944. So moving, so powerful. So let's get on a drowsy subway late at night with a Gaby the Sailor to Imaginary Coney Island. Leonard Bernstein's phenomenal symphonic score to On the Town. Well, if you're talking about dance and musicals, of course, there's one show that bubbles to the top, and that, of course, is A Chorus Line from 1975, directed and choreographed by the incredible Michael Bennett. Also incredible is the score written by Marvin Hamlisch, who cut his teeth, along with John Kander, a composer who cut his eye teeth as a dance arranger. So I think you'll hear a lot of his talent in the, one would say, sort of apocalyptic number from the show, The Music in the Mirror, sung and danced by Donna McKechnie from A Chorus Line.
Give me somebody to dance for. Give me somebody to show. Let me wake up in the morning to find I have somewhere exciting to go. To have something that I can believe in. To have someone to be. Use me, choose me. God, I'm a dancer. A dancer dances. Give me somebody to dance with. Give me a place to fit in. Help me return to the world of the living by showing me how to begin. Play me the music. Give me a chance to come through. The chance to look forward to saying, hey, listen, they're playing my song. Play me the music. Give me a chance to come through. All I ever needed was the music and the mirror and the chance to dance.
The Music in the Mirror from A Chorus Line. Well, now we come to the highlight of our hour devoted to dance, the ballet Slaughter on 10th Avenue, written by Richard Rodgers, choreographed by George Balanchine, and Balanchine's first Broadway musical, for the musical On Your Toes in 1936, lovingly revived, as they always are, at New York City Center's Encore Series. This week, May 8th through 12th, nyccitycenter.org for tickets. It is a phenomenal piece of mixing vaudeville and ballet and gangsters and craziness. And this is Rodgers himself conducting the suite Slaughter on 10th Avenue. That was Richard Rodgers conducting his own composition, the Magisterial Ballet Slaughter on 10th Avenue, from the 1936 musical On Your Toes, which is going to be lovingly revived in concert, but with a lot of dancing, I'm sure, by encores at City Center this week, May 8th through 12th. Don't miss it. You can look for tickets at nyCityCenter.org. Well, we've come to the end of the dance. Perhaps we're all twirled out, whirled out. There's so much great dance music to play from the Broadway stage, and we gave you a nice, healthy workout, as it were, of a sampling of music. And there are things, maybe we'll come back and we'll try this again. We'll have an encore dance. But here's a song I like very much from an unsung show, but a very dance show, which was Michael Bennett's Ballroom. This was the follow-up musical that he did to A Chorus Line. It was not a success. It was devoted to ballroom dancing, very avant-garde in its own way, even though it used pretty standard forms of dancing. At any rate, here's the 11 o'clock number sung by Dorothy Loudon. And for those of us who love the dance part of song and dance, I think it speaks to all of us. Here's I Wish You a Waltz from Ballroom.
Some people never go dancing. They don't hear the music of the band. Some people never go dancing. So how can they understand? If only you would go dancing, if only once you'd hear the band, I wish you a waltz or a cha-cha-cha, then maybe you'll understand. Somewhere an orchestra's playing music you never heard before. Somewhere there's always a waltz going on with plenty of room on the floor. I wish you a waltz to see how it feels for once in your life. Just kick up your heels. I wish you a night and a meal. I wish you a waltz. That's all.
Time all gone to.
This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.